Suspect charged with assault after punching man outside Trump rally. By Amy Furr on October 27, 2019. A suspect has been charged with felony assault after he allegedly hit a man outside President Trump's rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on October 10. Authorities said they identified 31-year-old Dwight Pierre Lewis through news videos posted online of the incident that occurred at Target Center. Lewis turned himself in on Monday and admitted to police that he was the suspect in the video. Following the alleged assault, the 22-year-old victim told police that he required several stitches after Lewis punched him in the mouth as he was leaving the rally. Lewis has a criminal history in Minnesota that includes some violent acts and spans his entire adult life. He has been convicted 4 times for disorderly conduct, 2 for assault and 1 each for property damage and making terroristic threats, the Star Tribune reported. Before his court appearance on Thursday, Lewis was being held on a $40,000 bond. The criminal complaint stated that he could face a maximum of 5 years in prison or be forced to pay up to $10,000 in fines. On October 10, Breitbart News reported that left-wing rioters had assaulted Trump supporters outside the rally in Minneapolis. Breitbart News' Joel B. Polak wrote, "The Target Center had attempted to charge the Trump campaign hundreds of thousands of dollars for additional security. The rally itself, with a capacity crowd inside and tens of thousands outside, passed without serious incident, but local police seemed unprepared for the violence by anti-Trump rioters after the event was over." Despite the protests, President Trump tweeted the evening of the rally that he was confident he will win Minnesota in 2020. On October 7, Breitbart News reported that Democrats were worried that the president will flip the state from blue to red in 2020. Minnesota, one of the last bastions of progressivism in the Midwest, has been trending more and more red in the last few presidential elections, the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party, Minnesota DFL, tweeted. "If Trump flips MN red by flooding our state with money and campaign staff, we are guaranteed to have 4 more years of President Donald Trump."